Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So relax into yourself, find the new pace within you, and synchronize. Let yourself synchronize. You will. Now, simultaneously, and this goes for all of you, remember, you must begin treating yourselves very well. You must begin treating yourselves very well. You must allow yourselves to be healthy, behave in a healthy manner, make sure you have enough purified water, air, movement, no stress, no toxins. You follow? Mm-hmm. All these things are important now, more important than ever, because you are refining your vibrations, refining your energy, and you don't want to necessarily spend energy fighting against yourself. So, for many of you, and I don't mean to plant this in your mind, it can be very simple, but for many of you, it's going to be tough enough without heaping upon yourself all those additional things. So, be kind to yourself. Be nice to yourself. Lighten up on yourself in a variety of ways. Let yourself fall into your appropriate pace. And trust that whatever is going on right now, and this can apply to many situations, whatever is going on right now needs to be what is going on right now. Paradoxically, again, when you allow what is to be what needs to be, what is can become what it needs to become. Did you follow that?
Yeah.
When you allow what is to be okay, that it's there, and not fight it, then what is there can become something else. And that something else will be, if you let it, more reflective of your true, bigger, more powerful self. If you let it. Notice I said, you don't have to make it. Just if you let it. Because life is allowance. You follow?
Thank you.
Does this help you?
Yes.
Have I used too many words to explain this to you?
No.
Thank you. Male, then female. Number one, do you know who you are?
Yes.
All right. Number two, do you know who you are?
Yes.
All right.
Good day, Bashar.
And you, good day.
Bashar, a few weeks ago you talked about a template moving into place.
Yes.
Over the next 2.5 years.
Yes, template grinding into place.
Right. 2001.
Yes.
And that there was, in a sense, a window of time for us to surrender to ourselves.
Yes.
Past that moment,
things will be a little more difficult.
A little more difficult.
Only in the sense that if you want to align, you'll have to align more quickly, and not that many of you are used to doing it that quickly. I'm not saying it is inherently more difficult. It is more difficult based on your patterns. In the sense that when there's not much time left to align and you have to do it quickly, not many of you know how to do that with grace. You may have to find yourself flailing, kicking, and screaming. You will do it. If you have intended to do it, you will do it. We're just letting you know that if you stop kicking and screaming now, if you let go now, things will be much smoother, much easier than they will be for you later, based on how quickly you yourself will want to accelerate later, and how uneasy that may make you feel simply because you're not used to it. Did you follow that logic?
I did, but I'm trying to get a sense of what changes after the year 2001 that's going to make it more
difficult.
You are
reaching critical mass, and it isn't just your year of 2001. That's one threshold. There are many beyond that as well, between 2001 and approximately 2013. It's like a series of stepping up gears. So the idea is that when enough of your society begins to arrive at a certain level of understanding, a certain awakening, a certain frequency, then that frequency acts as a trigger mechanism and makes it more likely for more people to also step up their frequency. So you have had so much attention for so long on your year of 2001, and also that your consciousness is using it as the shifting point in general of a cycle, that it is creating a critical mass. You follow?
Yes, I do.
It's like what you call a snap the whip.
Okay.
And the